After 15,000 Cherokee turned out to vote June 25th for tribal chief, the final unofficial count had newcomer Bill John Baker defeating incumbent chief Chadwick Corntassel Smith by just 11 votes, 7,600 to 7,589. But before the Baker camp could celebrate, the Cherokee Tribal Election Commission, which canvassed the election results a few days later, announced Smith to be the winner by 7 votes. A hand recount last Thursday, however, had Chief Smith losing again to Baker, this time by more than 250 votes, most of those absentee ballots. Repeated calls to Bill Baker's campaign, he served as a Cherokee Nation councilman for 12 years, were initially received but later ignored. But Chad Smith, who served as principal chief for 12 years, speaking on the record, says there's a fatal flaw in this election.
Well, the hand recount was done without rules or regulations late in the day. There's lots of confusion. It just lent itself to multiple errors. So what we've asked for is a mechanical recount. We've asked that the court find that there was this particular recount was invalid because of its inaccuracy. But what we find is very interesting is now my opponent, Mr. Baker, is willing to do or say anything to get elected, and he has no desire to have these missing numbers accounted for.
The Cherokee Nation, based in Tahlequah, is one of the nation's largest Indian tribes with over 300,000 enrolled members, many residing within a 14-county jurisdiction in eastern Oklahoma. It's a sovereign nation, but without a reservation. With regard to the election of 2011, even the Cherokee Election Commission reportedly admitted to undercounting Chief Smith's absentee votes, perhaps by the hundreds. That's why Chief Smith, as you heard, has filed an appeal with the Cherokee Supreme Court, which will hear arguments Friday. The court could order a new election, which is costly.
Well, actually, it's not the cost in this instance. The setting up polls and such is the real issue. But the most paramount issue is that everybody who votes their ballot should count. And the results of this recount is very evident that not everybody's vote was counted. And that's the basis of a democracy in our government. If you vote, it should count.
In the meantime, Bill Baker has reportedly called on Principal Chief Chad Smith to concede the election because by law, he said, only one recount is allowed, to which Chad Smith disagrees.
Our law provides very clearly appeals and challenges to the election, and that's part of the election process. If something is dramatically wrong in common sense, and he knows it's wrong too, that you cheat people out of their voice when you deny them the chance to cast their ballot and their ballot to be counted, well, that's where we're at. We're in the process. And for him to make a really strange demand of me to relinquish before of the process is over, this demonstrates he's willing to say and do anything so he can be the principal chief, and that's come out the kind of leadership the Cherokee Nation needs.
Because of the election controversy, Cherokee Nation Election Commission Chairman Roger Johnson resigned last week, reportedly claiming media reports had damaged his reputation.
You know, I think he is one of many people who's called into public service. The demands of it are just too great. He's a man of high integrity and good intentions, but he saw that the commission was losing confidence, and he thought perhaps that was the best way to deal with the situation. I don't know if there's any one particular person that's at fault in this situation, but I think the pressures of public office is too great for him.
Smith's opponent, Bill John Baker, is a fourth-generation Tahlequah native, a graduate of Northeastern State University in political science and education. He's operated a large furniture business for the last 38 years. As chief, Baker would seek to bring more jobs, affordable health care, and increased cultural identity to his people. Principal Chief Chadwick Smith was elected in 1999. He's a lawyer, teacher, and has previously served as tribal legal administrator. He's descendant of Redbird Smith, a Cherokee senator who fought for cultural sovereignty during forced relocation. of the Cherokee from Georgia to Indian Territory in Oklahoma in the 1800s. As chief, Chad Smith has made tribal government more transparent, improved community infrastructure, created thousands of jobs, improved elder care, and boosted educational opportunities.
Well, we've always believed the greatest thing the Cherokee Nation does is help people to help themselves. So our greatest drive is to create meaningful jobs. And we've, in the last 12 years, created 5,000 jobs. We're now the largest single employer in northeastern Oklahoma. And as you grow the quote, private sector of the Cherokee Nation, you create more jobs, you create more revenue, and you're able to help grow the social services side. In fact, we are now the largest tribally run health care system in the country. We have about seven or eight clinics. We run a hospital. The health care system is very good. We've increased specialties and capabilities. We've increased the amount of houses we've been able to build and provide for our folks on a subsidized basis, probably 1,200 in the last few years. 360,000 meals to the elderly, $26 million a year in scholarships to college students, another $24 million to public schools. You know, we're one of the great contributors to the economy and to the communities, various communities in northeastern Oklahoma. And when I started, we had 3,000 employees, and now we've gone to 8,500. Our health care system's gone from $18 million to $300 million in the last 10 years. And in the future, that's what we want to continue, is those programs that can help people to help themselves. So every family, every parent can have the dignity to support themselves and their family and buy their kids any pair of tennis shoes that they want.
Chris Soap and Joe Crittenton, the two top vote-getters in the race for deputy chief, will face each other in a runoff July 23rd, and several tribal council seats will also be decided then. All newly elected officials will be sworn in during an August 14th inauguration ceremony. Reporting for Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.